Go.
This is how we brew it.
On 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
This is how we brew it. And of course, Charlie's in the studio this morning. How are you, Charlie?
Good morning. I'm good, yeah. How are you?
Good, yeah. I'm real good. I keep saying we're three quarters down, Bricky team.
Yeah.
I'm kind of half sick.
Holding it down.
Rosetta's full sick. But, you know, I came because I knew that you would be here this morning brewing up some coffee.
Yeah, we're going to brew some coffee again.
And I thought I couldn't miss that. Yeah, it's gonna help immeasurably. Okay, what's happening here? You've got all sorts of bits and bobs.
I've got all sorts of bits. So this week we're gonna do the plunger.
The plunger. Yeah.
So we've got some Colombian coffee, mm-hmm. The Papillon, and we're gonna brew the plunger. So do you remember how many grams to do for a litre? Do you remember that? No.
I don't know. I was going to try and make something up, but I'm not even going to try that. No, I don't.
So we're going to do 60 grams a litre.
60 grams a litre.
But just us two today, so we're going to do 500 mils. So we're going to do 30 grams of coffee.
That out.
And with the plunger, we want to do it a coarse ground.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So with the AeroPress we did last time, it was kind of a medium course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this one we're going to do a lot coarser. We're going to put the coffee in the bottom. We're going to bloom it.
Oh, okay, this is seconds. A blooming situation.
Yeah, we're going to bloom it again. You should always bloom, really.
I think a lot of people are surpassing this step.
It's an important step.
Oh, okay. Well, bloom your plunger coffees,
yeah,
mate.
It allows... you're kind of saturating all the coffee. It allows the kind of CO2... to escape. You'll see when you do the bloom, it'll be kind of bubbly. There'll be like
mm-hmm.
not
and it's
a tremor as such, but it's kind of, yeah, there'll be like a layer of bubbles on the top at the start. And when you fully kind of wet all the coffee, when you add the rest of it, it extracts it more evenly. So the bloom's super important.
So important, and we've all been skipping it. I feel like plunger's quite like a common way to brew it. Grow it around here.
Yeah, I would say so. Do you want to do the...
Oh, yes! Yeah. It's grinding time, people. Oh.
Yeah, so the plunger's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually looked it up before I came in, and it was kind of patented in 1850.
Whoa!
Yeah.
1850?
1850, yeah. So it started in France,
uh-huh.
and it was called the Cafetière.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also called the French Press.
Yeah.
But I think it's most well-known over here as the plunger, which is definitely my favourite.
There's a great track called French Press. Excuse the grinding sounds. I'm nearly there. I can feel it. The room has now filled with the most like delicious aroma as well.
Yeah, I've not had my coffee yet either, so this is going to be awesome.
No, me neither. I've only had a peppermint tea.
Okay, let's get to it.
Disgraceful, eh?
So the plunger's kind of an immersion brew.
Mm-hmm.
So we put the hot water in with the coffee. We leave it for 4.5 minutes, and then we tip it all out. You want to kind of empty everything out of the plunger at 4.5.
Okay, I think
because if you leave it in there, it'll just continue to extract, and it'll start to get a bit bitter. So you don't really want to leave it sitting in there.
This is a fucking workout, Charlie. I can't believe you set me up at 8:30. Okay, you finish it off. Okay, the Colombian bean. Oh, there you go. I was so close.
You were.
And I gave up. All right.
So we're going to put the coffee in.
The coffee's going in. Oh, it's a really coarse grind.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want it to be a lot coarser than pour over and AeroPress.
Yeah.
We're going to get it on here.
Oh, so it's like, oh, okay, let's go. Water's
just straight
going
off the boil's kind of fine.
So just like boiling water?
Yeah, just using a kettle, I think. I think that's why the kind of plungers, it's in every household, you know. It's probably the most used one, and it's probably the most simple.
Oh, look at all that CO2 escaping. Now the room just smells like caramel.
Yeah. Yeah, and there you go. If you have a look in, you can kind of see all the bubbles.
That smells so good.
So we're going to leave that 30 seconds.
30 seconds blooming.
Yeah.
People, 30 seconds bloom.
And then we're going to fill it up the rest of the way. So we're doing 500 mils.
Okay, and then are we waiting more?
Yes, the total brew time. Total brew time is kind of 4.5.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Okay, so it's bloomed. That fancy scale that has a timer on it, do you have something like that on 830's website?
Yeah, we're coming soon. We do. We're just redoing the brewing stuff at the moment. So we'll be releasing a lot of kind of fun toys for brewing at home over the next month or so. And there'll be a few deals as well, so definitely keep an eye out.
Here we go, listeners. We're going to be brewing it up however the hell we want. Someone's just asked, can you pour a plunge coffee through a filter? And is there any reason to or not to?
You can. So one of the kind of taste profiles about a plunger is there's usually a lot of body.
Mm.
That's because the filter that we use on the actual plunger is kind of metal. It's not kind of paper. It's not that fine.
Okay.
So a lot of the kind of coffee particles come through in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted a cleaner cup, you could pour it through a filter afterwards.
Yeah, but remember to wet the filter first.
You should always wet the filter, really, yeah, just to get rid of any flavour that might be on it.
The paper taste.
The papery taste, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you can. It's definitely an extra step and it will make a cleaner cup, but it's not always necessary.
There you have it. Yeah. So tell us about this week's bean, Colombia.
Yeah, so the coffee this week is from Colombia. It's our Papañan. It's the one that we have on year-round. It's kind of a mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
It is grown in the cacao region.
Beautiful.
Cacao region. It's pretty high altitude. A lot of Colombia's high altitude, really. Yep. I think that's why the coffee is such a high quality. The thing about altitude is the slower... When it's higher altitude, the cherry develops more slowly, and that leads to more complex sugars.
Yeah, so it's kind of... It takes more time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just developing into its own perfect little thing.
Yeah, more depth and more character.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because of the... Yeah, so this region's... The Papañan's kind of over 1,500 mm-hmm. elevation.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of 14 degrees to 29 year-round.
Okay.
And it's all kind of hand-picked, which is pretty typical in Colombia, really. A lot of the farms are kind of small and quite steep, and you can't really get any machinery on there.
Yeah, you can't just kind of come around with a big tractor or something.
No.
Unless it's like a mountain goat or something.
Yeah, which is cool. I think when you're hand-picking as well, people are only picking the really ripe cherries.
The best cherries.
Yeah, so it adds to a higher quality. If you're going in with machinery and they're kind of stripping the trees, you're kind of getting everything.
Yeah, you're getting the rubbish beans as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Tasting notes?
Tasting notes are kind of, caramel and citrus mainly.
Okay, yeah. So quite bright.
Yeah, I think Colombian coffees have a lot of acidity, but they're also quite well-balanced.
Delicious. Well, listeners, if you want to win yourself a bag of this wonderful Colombian coffee, all you have to do is text through the word 830, your name and your B card number, and it could be yours. Otherwise, if you can't wait and you're impatient like me, head along to 830's website, use the code 95BFM and get 10% off. I'm so excited for all those new brewing methods to drop on 8:30.
Yeah.
It's going to be so cool.
It's been in the works for a little while, but I think we're there. I think we've kind of finalised it and we'll be releasing it soon, so keep an eye out.
Cool. So it's already brewed. God, we got it yapping. That didn't feel like that time.
That flew by.
That really passed us by. Okay, I've got a cup of coffee now. People, the energy of the show is about to lift tenfold. Let's have a sip. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So the flavour's really good. I'm very happy with the flavour. I probably wouldn't tweak the grind size at all. You know, we talked last time about extraction.
Yes.
I'd say the flavour's really good. I'd maybe I like a little bit more body.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably add a little bit more coffee next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tasting really good. Super happy with it.
Oh, that's delicious. Hey, thank you so much, Charlie. Listeners, get texting. As a part of This Is How We Brew It, we always play a track from where our beans are from. This week, we're in Colombia. So I'm going to play a track from the Meridian Brothers. This is La Pesadilla. Thank you, 830, and thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. See ya.
Ayer soñé una pesadilla, era un sueño muy macabro. Soñé ayer un sueño tan malo que amanecí enfermo y todo asustado. Ayer soñé cosas siniestras, anoche me quedé sin aire. Esas cosas que he soñado no se lo deseo que lo sueñe nadie. Ayer me desperté en mi sueño. Ayer me desperté en mi sueño. Este sueño estremecido. Mañana quiero dormir y ya no recordar que me soñé ese sueño.
This is how we brew it.
On 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.